So yesterday was the last day of school for my grandson. I'm sorry, Friday was, and fifth grade is where Carolina Beach Elementary then shifts over into middle school, so he's going to be going to another school. And it's last day of school is quite the thing at Carolina Beach Elementary. They have this water fight, massive water fight at the end of the year, where a fire truck comes in with a hose and cops come in with elastic shooters on the back of an open bed truck and parents bring in hundreds of water balloons, and I got to throw water balloons at, I got one cop right in the head and still live to tell about it. It's just a lot of fun, just a lot of fun. But I looked at him and I said, so Austin, tell me, it's fifth grade, last days of school. Is anybody proclaiming their true love for someone? And he kind of gives me this look that's sort of like, you're weird, but then also, how do you know that? You know? Because I went through fifth grade as well, you know? And, I mean, we remember that, right? I mean, you think about like those little clicker things that people make out of paper, or the, you know, check yes or no, kind of, you know, she likes you, do you like her kind of business. This is ingrained in us. It's what it means to be human. And this is the thing that gets me when we look at our scripture this morning. That question, do you love me? Do you love me? Imagine God asking that question. Because when we ask that question, we make ourselves vulnerable, don't we? We're saying, I want you to love me. I need you to love me. If you're saying it with the right heart, and that's immediately apparent. Imagine God who needs nothing, God who is entirely self-sufficient. Do you love me? God asking us, his creation, that question. Because there's so much here in that. The fact that God wants us to be loved, again, shows us his heart. The fact that he wants us to love him shows us his heart. And there are a few better places in Scripture to look at this than in John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. Now, full disclosure, this is going to be a little shorter this morning. Thank you for no hallelujahs that moment. We were going to have communion, so this was going to be a homily, but then we realized with the number of folks who are away, we'll do that next Sunday. So, anyhow, John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. Jesus has just appeared to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee after his resurrection. Here we go. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." There's a lot going on here. But one of the first things I think is going on is we know how easy it is to tell God that we love him. You may have heard the expression, the church doesn't speak her lies, she sings them. Sometimes you and I can sing a song that has so much meaning in it, you know, "I surrender all." And then we have to wait a minute, realize whom we're speaking to, and examine ourselves with this Holy Spirit at work in us. And then, if we're being real, we may come to that place where we're saying, "Lord, please help me to feel this way, the way that I'm singing." And I think that's one of the best prayers that we can pray. "Lord, help me to love you more than I do." Because we could always love him more, right? And I say that because every day that we live, when we are walking with God, God's Holy Spirit will show us places in our lives where we need work. And that's one of those places where we can then say, "Lord, help me to love you more in this." And again, remember, Jesus is God wanting to know. God looking at his creation and saying, "Do you love me?" God doesn't have to do that. But he chooses to. He chooses to enter in to a relationship with you and me. To make himself vulnerable to the point of the cross, to go to the fullest extent possible to show us the depth of his love. God is that good. He's that good that he, you know, again, the holiness, God is so holy that he humbles himself to show love. We tend to think of holiness as, you know, being set apart, and yes, that's part of what it means, but it means more than that. Someone who is really, really good is not going to go to someone in need and hold them at hard arm's length, right? And God meets us in the place of our need. And our deepest need is to be loved. So most people sum up this passage by saying that Jesus is just reinstating Peter. And yes, that's a significant part of what is happening here. I mean, Peter is asked three times, "Do you love me?" because he denied Jesus three times. And fair enough. Yes, that's going on here. But there's more. Let's go deeper for a moment. First, notice that each time Peter says that he loves Jesus, Jesus gives him something to do. You know, think about the old song from My Fair Lady. If you're in love, show me. In other words, God wants us not simply to speak out our love, to live it, right? "Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep." And of course, Peter, as the head of the church, Jesus as the good shepherd, the true head of the church. But Peter has a special role to play. And all this makes sense if you think about Jesus' words in John 14:15. "If you love me, you will keep my commands. Do I do that? You know, isn't it love that keeps us from sin more than anything else? If we're going down that road, yes, fear will keep us from sin, right? But love, oh, I'm not going to go there because I don't want to hurt my Father's heart, right? I don't want to do something that's going to endanger my relationship with Him. Now, it's interesting. You look at some of the words in this passage, and first Jesus uses the word lambs, feed my lambs. And that's probably referring to people who are just coming to Him, who will be coming to Him. Feed my sheep, people who are more mature, who have been walking with Him for some time. But there's something else about the way that Jesus asks Peter if he loves him. And we don't want to miss this. Now, there's a whole debate among some scholars about whether this is the case, and they'll cite how certain words are used in certain places, but I really believe it's pretty safe to say that what is going on here is the first two times that Jesus asks Peter if he loves him, he uses a word, the word is agape, for a kind of love that is divine love. A love that, in other words, you and I really only get from God. It's the kind of love that Paul is writing about. It's the same word that Paul uses in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You know, the love is patient, love is kind. It's this love that doesn't come from us, ultimately. Jesus asks Peter that way, do you love me? That way. And how does Peter respond? Here's where it gets interesting. Peter uses a different word in his response. Peter uses the word phileo, which has to do with a brotherly type of love. It can be a deep kind of love, but it's not the same height as agape. So in other words, it's like Jesus is saying, Peter, do you love me? And Peter is saying, Lord, you know that I care for you. Nuanced, right? It's like in elementary school, does she like me? Well, yeah, she likes you. No, I mean, does she really like me? Right? It's that kind of thing. So, both the first and second time Jesus asks, that's how Peter responds. Now, here's the kicker. I look at this whole interchange, and I see Jesus essentially saying to Peter, love me more. Love me more. Because the third time, when Peter asks Jesus, do you love me? Peter uses the same, or Jesus uses the same word that Peter used each time he responded. In other words, it's like, Peter, come on. Be real. Do you love me? Lord, you know I care about you. Do you love me? Lord, you know I care about me. I care about you. Peter, do you care about me? And Peter's hurt by that. And sometimes it does hurt when Jesus calls us on our stuff. Right? And I don't know what all is going on in Peter's heart and mind, but you know how it is. Sometimes we can say, I love Jesus with all my heart, and then go out and do something. But of course, that's only those people, right? And that's where Jesus is going with Peter. And that's where he wants to go with you and me. Am I being real when I say that I love him? When I sing that I love him? And the beautiful thing in all of this is Jesus' choice of words matters. Again, remember the first and second time he says, do you love me, using that higher phrase of divine love. To me, I see that like a signpost. It's like saying, are you getting your love for me from God? God will help us love him. He is faithful, more faithful than we are. And he will meet us in those places. And if we're just real with him about it and say, Lord, I am struggling with this. I'm angry with you in this place. I don't understand this. I want to love you. Help me to love you. He will give us that love for him. That's the beautiful thing. What God requires, he also inspires. And if we will just take the step of faith that says, Lord, I'm going to go with you in this. It's interesting the way Peter responds. Keep in mind, John is writing about this, and Peter immediately goes to the place of, well, what about him? If you keep on reading. don't go there. This isn't about, you know. I mean, so many people either walk away from the Christian faith or don't go there because of someone else who wasn't loving with the love of Jesus. This isn't about them. You know, they're not the representative of the kind of love that God has for you and wants to have in your heart and life. Do you love me? Do you love me? God honors you and me with that question. God wants to know. God wants to know. Do you love me? He wants to know from you. You personally. It matters to him. You matter to him. Do you love me? Imagine Jesus asking you that. Imagine that. What would you tell him? What will you say? Be real. Be honest. But tell him yes. Tell him yes, and then say, help me to love you more. Help me to love you more. Let's pray. Lord, you know our hearts. And we thank you. We thank you that you want to meet us right there. And that if we have never received you, never responded to your love before this moment, you have been waiting. You have been waiting. And if we receive your love and what you did for us at the cross, even though we don't understand all of it, even though we've seen poor representatives of it, even though we've messed up more ways than we can count, you still love us. You still want us. And you will still save us. So, Lord, we come to you. And if you've never received him, all you have to do is admit your need, your sin, and receive what he did for you. And tell him, yes, I receive you. And he will come in. And his Spirit will help you. And will help you to love in more ways than we could know. Abba, Father, thank you for your perfect love. Jesus, we praise you for your goodness to us, for your cross. Holy Spirit, Jesus with us. We love you. In his name. Amen. As you go into the week, you'll carry that question with you. That God says to me, do you love me? Do you love me? How will you answer? What you do, what you say, and where you go, what you think. Do you love me? Let's go there this week. And next week, next Sunday, what is 3.3333 ad infinitum times 3? Okay, I know, 9.9999999, which is really close to 10 o'clock next Sunday. What? Not this Sunday. Yeah, next Sunday. Yeah, Tim showed up at 10. Tim is a man ahead of his time. He's just ahead of his time. And if you show up at 11, you will still be welcomed and loved. God bless you all. Go in peace.